Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I like to let these rejoins roll long enough to find out if Stiz is going to have to drop anything, quite honestly.
Nope. Clean version, baby.
That is the clean version of Sublime. Mike Vrabel is what you heard before Sublime on the Greg Hill Show. And Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Monday, Patriots Monday throughout the year. Brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. DIC is very close to what Mike Vrabel would cut off to win a Super Bowl based on those signs.
He would
and his
definitely
past
cut
comments.
Off his FDIC.
Yeah, absolutely. But he definitely got a warm welcome. That was definitely an awkward situation for Amy Adams Strunk down there in Tennessee. The signs, the fans, the chant for Vrabel, the Patriots fans that took over the audible notes you could hear on the telecast. There was a heavy Patriots contingent, and I almost wonder, was there a heavy Patriots contingent? And then, Fitzy, was there also some Titan fans that were like, I want to root for a winner today, so I'm going to root for Vrabel kind of thing, and they kind of swayed the Vrabel side of things.
Oh, you mean like the guy that hung the big sign that made it on national TV yesterday that said, we're sorry we fired you, please come back? Yeah, I'm pretty sure those fans... Hey, you know, it's a party city, Crane City, the one that we accused of being overdeveloped yesterday on the postgame show. Facts only department. It's one of the now most religious and consistent Patriots away cities. Like, they go there en masse. Like, the next big one is also going to be Tampa in a couple weeks. I wonder what I might have to say about that in just a moment. That's one of their favorite spots to go because it's a really, really fun city. You don't go to Charlotte. Not that much going on in Charlotte.
Whoa, Drake May, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Shot across the bow for Charlotte.
Oh, no. I hope Drake May doesn't judge me and the questions I ask him next Monday here on WEI Afternoons based off of my tepid interest in that lukewarm city.
If Krispy Kreme's in the airport in Charlotte, I like that about Charlotte.
It's a great airport. It's one of the busiest in America, by the way. It's operational 24 hours a day. They have all sorts of overseas FedEx flights going out of there. Anyway, the point being... Yeah.
Boring.
It's a pretty boring city. Also, the answer to the question that you asked and answered yourself and then vertically teased to me across the commercial break, when will the Patriots lose next? They will lose on November 9th in Tampa Bay against Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers.
Okay, so we got a little more victory on the horizon here. We can build a little lead atop the AFC East maybe before they fall to Baker Mayfield and company. 617-779-7937. Let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to Chris in the Cape. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. I have my own opinion on this, but I'd like to get your opinion. And obviously we're not at that stage with Drake May's career, but Drake May, at the end of games, would you say that he's going towards the part of a game or in part of his career where he can come back from, say, two touchdowns down, you know, like Brady would? You always knew that the game was never over when Brady was in there and they were down 14 points, even 21 points. You knew fourth quarter, down 21 points, it was always the opportunity of Brady coming back and getting there. I just don't see Drake there yet. I don't see him being able to put the team on his back and just march down that field like Brady did. And even in the beginning of Brady's career, he did it. And I just don't see it with Drake. I'm not putting nothing against Drake. I just, you know, I was wondering.
All right, thanks for the call, Chris. No,
he's not putting it on Drake, just so you know. He's not putting it on Drake.
He's not putting it on Drake. So I'm getting mixed messaging here. So Fitzy, Patriots have won how many games in a row?
404.
That'd be four in a row, three on the road.
First time ever.
You are arguing they are leaning too much on Drake offensively, correct?
Correct.
And Chris said Drake May is not capable of carrying the team to victory. Which is it? And I know he was sort of painting a picture, some of it like three scores down in the fourth quarter. Like, that doesn't happen. Those are aberrational times, right? Yes, there's one-offs. Also, Tom Brady didn't really have to do that till later in his career. Really, till he got to a Super Bowl against Atlanta. It was 28-3, a hole that he helped dig.
The ultimate effort, I'll do it myself, yeah.
Brady was clutch. Brady was able to put you in position to win certain games, the Snow Bowl, and obviously what he did in the Super Bowl when Madden said, take a knee, go to overtime, and they're like, hell no, let's just drive to a field goal. But those are game-winning field goals.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he just do that in Buffalo? Didn't he have to do that in Buffalo on the road?
He most certainly did it in Buffalo, as a matter of fact. He engineered a nice leaning on his best player. That was one of those drives where the best players make the big plays and the clutch moments. That was, to me, the definition of winning time. Drake May made the right plays in winning time. I think what you have to be careful of, Andy, two things. One, not exhausting your quarterback and or familiarizing the opponent too much with all of his bag of tricks by the time you get to the late game or winning time. And two, making sure that your quarterback isn't exhausted by the postseason, or the point you made yesterday and carried across to the show earlier today, hitting his head off the carpet, trying to do too much for this team, not being able to lean on the other playmakers to get it done when it's crunch time.
You know what I'd also argue? Cool that Bo Nix had that comeback yesterday, right? That was really cool. Really, really cool. You know what would have been cooler? Him being on the sideline because they were up 30 over a crappy team with a rookie quarterback. It's not cool that you were in a hole against Jackson Dart. Like, I'm not going to bitch because Drake May is winning games in the second, third, and fourth quarter more so than coming back, right? He can prove that at a later date, or guess what? I'd be quite content if he never proved that. If you just want to play games on your side of the ledger and just control games, that'd be really cool. Don't dig holes. I don't think Tom Brady wanted to dig a hole 28-3. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he did, and he had to come back from it. So I also think Stiz immediately reacted. Stiz, you said it in my ear. Why don't we share it with the masses, what you immediately said?
Well, as he was making his point about, you know, he can't do what Brady, it took Brady 20 years to get that kind of reputation. So it's very unfair to try to, you know, saddle someone like Drake May, who's barely played a whole football regular season worth of games, to, you know, be able to do what Tom Brady used to do.
And Brady did do good things in his first year. Like, there was that crazy game against the Chargers. Like, there were games along the way where he did some great things. And the Super Bowl against the Rams driving to the field goal is the best example of that. Right. And I think Drake May, the way he's playing, is going to start to bank examples of
that. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
That. And what he also needs, Fitzy, is some of these games against Baker Mayfield. that will be an opportunity where people like you think it's a losable game. People like you think it's an MVP candidate matchup, and maybe it's going to be a shootout. Maybe it goes back and forth. Who knows? That's an opportunity on what's going to look like a pretty good national stage. There's a lot of people talking about that game.
Oh, are there ever? You got Fox dying to get the game and move it to 425. Andy, think of this. It's a CBS 1 o'clock window game right now. They're going to try to protect it, and I think they're going to end up ultimately hanging on to it. So maybe you'll get Hello Friends along with Romo Skechers on the broadcast. But what if Fox is able to pry it away from them? I don't know if they make trades for these things or how the behind-the-scenes dealings go in the sports broadcast world, but imagine if they can, and then you get Burkhardt and Brady on the broadcast, 425, America's Game of the Week, Tom Brady watching his two teams battle for basically the one seed overall in the NFL. It does not get more midseason lit than that.
Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. I'm going to ignore that midseason lit comment from
Fitzy. That
was
for you.
You can't count on much, but a bad joke from Fitzy. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
I have to take a man that puts butterscotch on top of his strawberry cheesecake and cotton candy seriously when it comes to judging my dad jokes. Get out of here.
You know, we all have our various dad jokes. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Paul in Quincy. What's up, Paul?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you? They're a contender right now. Yeah, yes. It depends on the end of the year. If they win the division, absolutely. If they're the 5, 6, or 7 seed, and have to go to Kansas City, Baltimore, or Buffalo, I'm not sure how well they're going to do.
That takes for the birds, Paul.
Oh, no!
Was that really birds in the background?
That was. Yes, it was. You did. Wait, first of all, you hung up on him before we had a chance.
That bird was very loud. It was kind of hurting my ears. It was really close to his phone. Was he, like, right next to his bird feeder or whatever?
He was probably doing what you should do after this show, touching some grass. My God.
I also disagree a little bit with his take there. So they could have to go to Canada. Yeah, I want to avoid those teams at all costs. I almost don't care about the seeding. I saw someone say, yeah, but if you're the 2 seed, you're at home. Yeah, no. I think I'd rather be at one of the lesser teams than I would hosting the Chiefs or the Ravens or even maybe the Bills. I kind of want to avoid those teams if possible.
I'll give you a great, for instance, in the 2019 playoffs, January 2020, the Patriots were the higher seed. In comes Vrabel with Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill. They beat the Patriots infamously in Tom Brady's final game in a Patriots uniform, at least one that wasn't bought at the pro shop right before the ceremony. And then they go on the road to face the team with the bye, the number one seed and the MVP, Lamar Jackson. What do? Absolutely smoke them on primetime TV on a Saturday night because the Ravens were not playing that well and resting at the end of the season, and Tennessee had momentum. I'm with you 100%. I do not want to play a team that has to fight their way into the playoffs with a good offense.
We'll continue to take your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Are the Patriots a true contender? Yes, they're in first place in the AFC East. Yes, they're the number 2 seed, but are they a legitimate Super Bowl contender in this weird world of 2025 football? Your phone calls continue next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.